things went very well. We're delighted with how things went. We had about 600 competitors take part in today's war, and thankfully we got every one of them back over the line safe and sound.
Yeah, it's a huge undertaking, an event like this, and the weather wasn't too bad for you today, so I'm sure you're pleased with how things went.
No, the weather couldn't have been any better, to be honest. The winds were low, it wasn't too warm, and except for maybe one, 2 or 3 minute shower, we had no rain other than that one shower. So no, conditions couldn't have been better for today's race.
Tell me, Brian, maybe you could just, for people that would never be able to do things like this, including myself, could you just tell us, for example, the individual, was a run, a cycle? Could you just give us an outline, roughly, what things were like today?
Yeah, well, the run involved a 10K run, part of which was run on the Donegal Airport's runway, something that's quite special, and we don't think that's anywhere else in the world, to be honest. The cycle then took them along the Wild Atlantic Way through Burtonport, Dunlow, up to Tar School, the highest school we think in the county, possibly in the country, and then down to Meneuil Chapel, where they undertook a 1 kilometre hill hike. From there, they went into Lochinure, back through Anagra, and back to our clubhouse in Mullagh Cherrig, New Murrock, CLG New Murrock. The sprint event was just a slightly shorter event with a shortcut from Dunlow into Lochinure, avoiding the Tar Hills, the dreaded Tar Hills, and the hike at Meneuil. So, yeah, two great events. People really enjoyed it. The weather was good. And as I said, everybody got home safe and sound.
That's brilliant, and there's always a winner of these events. Who won the individuals?
Oh, who else needs no introductions but our own Donegal man, Sean Stewart. He came in a time of 2 hours and 17, which is an unbelievable time to cover that amount of ground. Peter O'Donnell from Milford was in second from the Milford club, and Adam Spear from New Mills. Adam, who has the training facility there in New Mills, he came in third. So both three good Donegal men and three great times.
Yeah, and what about, there was a ladies section, was there as well?
Yeah, the ladies section was won by Siobhan Gallagher. It was quite a special victory for her. She was pipped at the post last year by 7 seconds and by Sonia Knox from down the country. But this year she came back, obviously trained harder and went at it with a vengeance and took quite a convincing victory today in the female category.
Yeah, and what else? There was a team event, and was there a duathlon as well? There's a couple of different things.
The sprint course was won by local man Declan Ferry, with Damien McBride in second place and Carol Boner in third place. The female category there in the sprint event was won by, again, a local girl, Donna Boyle Gillespie, in second, Catherine Kelly, and in third, another local girl, Michelle Ferguson. The main team category was won by three men and a counsellor. And there are others as well. The duathlon, that's just the cycle and the run. That was won by Conor McLaughlin, and in the female section by Gracie Deegan. So yeah, quite a few prizes, but everybody posting great times. Obviously because of the great weather, the dry roads, the dry hike, and the Cam Lake.
Yeah, and as you said earlier, it's getting so many people out on a day like that and getting everybody back safe and sound, and I suppose that's the whole aim of the thing, was to give people a day out and everybody going home happy.
Yeah, I mean the reason we started this was to raise a couple of pounds for the club, but it's become far more than that. It's now become a three parish event. You know, everybody from Clonmany, Gidore and the Rosses, that, you know, everybody pulls together. Everybody marshals the event, everybody helps out, and then obviously locals, and then people from afar come to compete. So it really has turned into a real feel good community event that everybody of all abilities and all skills can get involved in.
Well, that's brilliant. Brian, thanks very much for joining us, and congratulations on a great event and plenty of success for the future.
Thank you very much. And just a huge thanks to all the volunteers. 180 volunteers turned out today to help us. And a huge thanks to them, because without them, really, this kind of event could not be held.